You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Christchurch City Council voted to sanction Israel. This follows calls from the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa to stop purchasing merchandise from companies that have links to funding Israel's war on Gaza, according to United Nations Human Rights Council. The staff report on Wednesday shows that council did not have any businesses with companies identified on this list, with recommendations passed by council members that amended the policy to prevent future business with these companies. Despite passing, councillors Aaron Kion and Kelly Baber voted against, with councillors James Gough, Victoria Henstock and Mark Peters abstaining. Joel spoke to the national chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network, John Minto, about the sanctions and why they are so important.
Christchurch City Council has recently voted to sanction Israel, making the city the first in the country to do so. Could you explain to those who are unaware what this means?
Well, what it means is that Christchurch City Council have decided in a vote last week that they would no longer purchase any goods or services from companies which are involved in illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. So this is something which New Zealand has been, New Zealand government has expressed concern about for a long time. The whole international community has expressed concern about it. Israel is making a two-state solution impossible by building illegal Israeli settlements on Palestinian land. So, the New Zealand government moved this United Nations Resolution 2334 back in 2016, which condemned the settlement building. And now Christchurch is following through with saying, well, okay, in terms of international law and United Nations resolutions, we are not going to deal with these companies in the future.
Why are these sanctions so important?
Well, they're so important because the reason that we've had this, what's called the Middle East conflict that's gone on for 76 years, is that Israel has never been held to account for its war crimes, for its theft of Palestinian land, and its brutalization of the Palestinian people. And so because it's never been held to account, it's just gone on and on and on, stealing more land every year, pushing Palestinian communities off their land. It's behaved in the most appalling fashion that any other country would be immediately held to account. But Israel has got this sort of get-out-of-jail-free card given to it by the US, so it's never held to account. So it's so important that New Zealand stands up with other countries around the world and condemns what Israel's doing and is prepared to take action. It's the action which counts.
Despite Christchurch City Council voting to sanction Israel, is there more that the council could do to rectify their stance against Israel's war on Gaza?
Well, I think there's more that Christchurch City can do, and there's more that every city council and, in fact, the government could do. For example, just in terms of the government is our loudest voice. It should be standing up for the values which New Zealand stands for. And so, for example, in this case, it should be banning the import of any products that are made in these illegal Israeli settlements on Palestinian land. And it should be directing the Superfund and the Accident Compensation Corporation and KiwiSaver providers to withdraw any investments they have in these companies that are involved with the illegal Israeli settlements. Now, our government has so far refused to do any of those things. And we're saying that Christchurch City Council has taken one of those steps, and they are taking the lead where the government should be taking the lead. So the ball is really in the government's court to pick this up now and say that New Zealand, not only do we care what goes on in the Middle East, but that we are prepared to take action when Israel is in such gross violations of international law.
New Zealand Jewish Council spokesperson Ben Kipps had urged council members to reject the motion. Could you discuss Kipps' presentation to the council?
Well, I think Mr. Kipps' presentation to the council was full of red herrings and obfuscations, trying to muddy the waters, trying to throw up smoke and mirrors and all kinds of distractions from the real issue. The real issue is the theft of Palestinian land. And, of course, the New Zealand Jewish Council has long been an uncritical supporter of Israel. They have they've taken stances which are, you know, directly opposed to the feelings of the majority of New Zealanders. For example, just recently, New Zealanders expressed very clear preference for the government to take sanctions against Israel when the Justice for Palestine in Wellington did organise the public opinion survey along those lines. So the Jewish Council's presentation is not was simply designed to try and muddy the waters and to make the claim that somehow Christchurch City taking this action had elements of anti-Semitism in it, and of course it doesn't. It's simply sanctioning Israel for the egregious breaches of international law, the war crimes it's committing, and the theft of Palestinian land. So, yeah, I think his presentation missed the mark, and we're delighted the council voted in a way that rejected his arguments outright.
We've seen Christchurch City Council vote to sanction Israel even. Are you aware of any other city councils that are set to vote for similar resolutions?
Well, yes, many city councils around the country have been approached about this, and we're following that up now. Many councils say, well, look, this is really a government role rather than a council role, and we're saying certainly the government should be taking action, but in fact, our local councils are purchasing goods and services every day, and we're simply saying to them, that's fine, but don't purchase goods and services from companies that are involved in illegal Israeli settlements. It's a very simple thing we're asking councils to do, and something which applies to them as much as it applies to the government.
What would your message be for other councils regarding their stance on Israel-Palestine who haven't voted for a resolution or anything like that?
Well, we would encourage them to stand with international law, to stand with the United Nations and the framework which the United Nations has put around this, and to enact these things. Because, again, to put it really frankly, if there were Europeans who were being bombed and killed in their tens of thousands, the way Palestinians have been in the last 12 months, you know, governments, Western governments, would be up in arms. They would be screaming from the rooftops. They would be demanding accountability. But because these are Palestinians, I'm afraid there's a very strong streak of anti-Palestinian racism which runs through Western countries such as New Zealand and through our government. And we have to, you know, the people of New Zealand are saying, no, that's not good enough. And as Christchurch City Council did last week, they're saying, yes, we can and will take action. So I think every council we're encouraging to take the same action that Christchurch City Council has.
That was the National Chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network, John Minto, speaking about Christchurch becoming the first city in New Zealand to sanction Israel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.